For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady, and this is Narrative.
We had candidates to run for office as far back as the late 40s. Never succeeded because we didn't have enough black registered voters to guarantee a win.
In 1967, James Felder returned to South Carolina to run the Voter Education Project. The work he and his team accomplished registered thousands of black voters. And 3 years later, those voters elected three African-American men to the state's General Assembly. I.S. Levy Johnson, Herbert Fielding, and Felder himself. They were the first since Reconstruction. Here, Felder recalls being fresh out of law school, traveling the state in the late 1960s to register people to vote.
One that really stands out with me was Dorchester County, a little town called Ridgeville. And if you're on your way to Charleston, you see it on the right. You see a sign says Ridgeville to the right before you get into Charleston. There was a lady there named Victoria DeLee. Now, you're talking about the dirt roads. There were dirt roads. You had to go down dirt, way down a lot of dirt roads to get to her house and to get to a church down there. Went down one night to do a voter registration rally. And because she'd called and asked us to come help out because they were having real problems with the local voter registration office, went down that night, only five people turned up. And she apologized to me. She said, well, Mr. Felder, we're going to do better. These folks, they're frightened. They just don't know what to do. She said, come back another time, and we'll have them here. I said, okay, Mr. Lee, I will. A month later, I was back down there. Church was packed. Many of them couldn't read or write, so they had to make X sometimes on the registration forms and so forth. That stands out in my mind to this day. And as a result of that, Dorchester County, many blacks registered to vote. But she was a firm believer in leading her people. But there were other instances. I'd go up to Newberry, and ministers were very involved in the process at that time. We'd have all the ministers in the community would come out for the rallies. That was encouraging. So when you see that kind of support and you see people really interested in governing themselves and being a part of the process, you don't mind riding down those long dirt roads to get to a church for a voter registration rally. A couple of times I was coming out of Williamsburg County one time, King Street, and there was this car just stayed right on my bumper the entire time coming down a dirt road. So when I got to the main highway, I was looking for light, looking for a building or something to go to see if he was going by. So finally, I got up to an intersection, and there was a little service station. There was dim light in it. So I stopped there, and the car slowed down and then went on away. That was scary. Those days, we didn't have all the interstates we have now. We didn't have 20 and 77 and 85 and all of that. So you had to travel the back roads. And so it could get scary sometimes. But we were successful. So we've gone from 200,000 in 1969 to today, we've got almost 1 million black registered voters in the state.
That was James Felder. In 1970, he became one of three African Americans elected to the South Carolina General Assembly. They were the first since Reconstruction. He shared what it was like to travel the state during the late 1960s to register thousands of people to vote. For more Narrative interviews, visit our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Felicia Eady.